If you haven't yet heard of Project Coast, it's something you need to know about. Because if I were to say to you, hey, research has been happening for over 25 years on self-replicating, self-spreading vaccines that are weaponized as race-specific infertility devices developed and funded by governments and militaries to be deployed against certain races. If I said that to you, and if you didn't know about Project Coast, and if you weren't informed, you know, if you were just a regular American, you would think, oh, that's all a conspiracy theory. That's not happening. That's not true. Especially if I mentioned that it's still continuing that research under the United States, under DARPA, and also funded in part by Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation. You would say, oh, that must be a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? It's actually part of history. Project Coast was a program funded by the apartheid government in South Africa in the 1990s. And they were working on exactly what I just described, self-replicating, in other words, self-spreading vaccines that were weaponized to be race-specific depopulation weapons. And the goal was for the white racist apartheid government to stay in power by killing off the black people. And the way they were going to do this was through this technology, this race-specific bioweapon. And it would self-spread. So it was going to be called a vaccine, but it would actually infect the first round of people who were called founders. It would infect them with something that would either cause infertility or kill them. And then that would spread from the first person to other people. And then their bodies would be hijacked and they would develop more of these, well, I guess today we would call them spike proteins. And then they would spread to a third generation of people and so on. So this was a way to have a vaccine that spreads like a virus. And the research on this has been going on for over three decades. Maybe even earlier than that, but three decades that we know of. And in South Africa, it was deliberately designed to be a weapon against black people. Now, you may recall science advisor Lee Dupree. I've talked about him. He was the advisor to President Richard Nixon in 1971. Oh, before I get to that, let me mention that in my situation update for May the 5th, if you go to about the 48-minute mark, I go through the full details of Project Coast, the name of the scientist who ran it for the apartheid government, and how it was weaponized to target black women of childbearing age, and why it was stopped before they could do a full deploy. But what we're seeing now with COVID is the full deployment, except we are all now the targets, not just black women. It's men and women of every race and every color. All of humanity is the target, but that's the same technology. Now, back in 1971, as I mentioned, Richard Nixon was president and his science advisor, Lee DuBridge, I think is the name, if I've remembered that correctly. Lee DuBridge was talking about why the food supply being exported from the United States needed to be spiked with infertility chemicals so that the foods being exported to Africa would cause infertility there and decrease the population. This has always been about population control, and it has always targeted black people. And that was written up by the New York Times. And if I'm remembering the name, it was like Gladwin Hill, I think, was the name of the author of the New York Times who wrote that article citing the science advisor to President Nixon who said that we have to spike the food supply to reduce populations, especially in Africa. So that was even 30 years earlier than Project Coast, or 35 years earlier. So this has been going on for a very long time. And the truth is that DARPA, the military, the Gates Foundation, and genocidal racist regimes around the world have been using this technology, investing in it, developing it for a very long time in order to kill certain specific races of people. This has been going on in China, even, by the way. They have race-specific bioweapons that they've launched against their own people. And throughout the history of Europe, there are other examples of this happening as well through different vectors, not necessarily vaccines. But what's new now is self-replicating vaccines that shed some component, or better said, they transmit some component to other people around them in order to achieve depopulation. So this is now exactly what's happening with COVID vaccines. COVID vaccines are not vaccines. The name is misleading. They are genetically engineered, anti-human, genocidal, weaponized medical interventions that have as their goal the extermination of the human race. And people who are being injected with these vaccines are, of course, oblivious. They're the low-hanging fruit. They're the ones that the globalists realize are dumb enough to just volunteer to be suicided through a eugenics vaccine. And so they're going to get rid of about half the population pretty easily because, you know, half of America are just so stupid. They think Joe Biden is the legitimate president. You know, I mean, they're dumb enough to just commit vaccine suicide. So those were the easy ones that the globalists are going after. But after the easy half, the other half consists largely of people who say, no, I would rather live. You know, I don't want to be killed by your crazy genocidal, genetically engineered bioweapon system. I don't want to be injected with your nanotech quantum dot technology. I would rather live as a human being, not buying into your transhumanism future without human beings. So what governments are going to have to do is, after they finish the easy prey, which is the people you know who have already been vaccinated, they're going to go after the vaccine resistance people with coercion and eventually government-induced violence. They're going to have guns in your face. They're going to force you to take vaccines with an AR-15 in your face from a soldier. And they're going to criminalize people who refuse to take vaccines. And they're going to use all kinds of forms of coercion, including surveillance mechanisms against anti-vaccine individuals. They're going to weaponize government and weaponize corporations against humanity to try to achieve the most efficient mass extermination possible. Now, each day in my Situation Update podcast, which you can find at Brighteon.com, and I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, and my channel there is HR Report, I talk about this issue and I give you a means to survive what's coming, how to survive the genocidal bioweapon, and even how to survive the global financial collapse that's being engineered as a great reset to enslave everyone and force probably billions of people at some point into some kind of a death camp situation or a vaccine coercion, infertility or death situation. So if you want to stay alive, if you want to live, listen to my podcast. Now, of course, I've been censored off of every platform. I've been censored since beginning in 2014. I was one of the first prominent voices that was censored because I was teaching people how to survive. You know, I'm teaching people how to live through all of this that's coming. And this was not difficult to see coming. So you won't find me on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. And I don't have nearly as much influence as I used to because of the censorship. So if you have stumbled across this podcast, consider yourself very, very fortunate to have made this connection that not one in 1,000 people living on our planet today is able to connect with this information. I will teach you how to survive. I'll teach you exactly what's going on, how they're going to try to kill you, and why they won't succeed in killing everyone. There will be survivors, and you can be among them. All you need is the right information. And that's the information that my team researches and I communicate to you each and every day through this platform, Brighteon.com, and my podcast called Situation Update. There's a new podcast each weekday on my channel on Brighteon.com. So if you want to live, tune in. I'll teach you how to do it. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to working with you to help save humanity and restore our civilization. Thank you for listening.